today is February 8th.
And
that's how you make an 8 when you're in kindergarten.
As we roll into this first story, we got to give that like
the reminder.
Red alert Aspie warning about Valentine's Day.
Yes, it's almost Valentine's Day, so if you haven't gotten anything, now's the time. Pick up some flowers at the grocery store, a card, whatever you need to do.
And if you have no idea what to get, and especially if this is for a girl you haven't established a relationship with, there'd be nothing weird about buying something super expensive for her and giving it to her,
yeah.
Such as these.
Razer goes pink for Valentine's Day with the new Blade Stealth Quartz and more.
Wendell, you didn't think this was real, did you?
When this was happening, I did not think it was real.
This was all over Twitter, and yeah. I was kind of like, this is hideous, and yet I'm intrigued.
I don't know. I mean, you know.
I wouldn't pay a premium for any of this, but I mean, the pinks, it's kind of cool.
I think the weirdest thing about this... and you have to look at some of these lower, like the microphone.
They're all like completely pink.
Yeah, the,
like
the
there's
cord.
Nothing.
The fact that the cords are pink, it looks like they're just spray painted. They're anodized. Anodized, is that?
Anodized.
Aluminum.
But like
aluminum,
there's
yanks.
There's nothing to make you think it's not spray painted. Because it's just completely the same color.
I think that's kind of the issue, like when I looked at it, and that's why it looks so unreal, is like, there's no, like, variance in color. It's just straight pink. Like, no darker pinks, no shine, no matte. It's just pink.
Well, it reflects the kind of woman who would use that. Shallow, emotionless.
Or man. I'm sure that there are men who will buy that.
It's a shade of pink that makes me think of certain, you know, like, I don't know.
Like Umbridge from
certain
Harry
anatomy?
No. Some men would probably buy that. Can you imagine though? I mean, if, like if you're wearing a three-piece suit with like, you know, the shiny brown shoes and you came into the boardroom and it's like, let me take my
laptop
and it's that, and it's like, that's interesting. It's a bold choice.
We experienced that. You remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. That was
it was a cover though.
Every
cover.
Stereotype was laid in the
phones.
It was amazing how much of a stereotype that fit.
That was a weird meeting.
It was a weird meeting.
Now this next story I read and it was cracking me up because they were talking about this being a huge issue. This is not a huge issue.
this is people all arguing. I thought this was interesting as a designer working in the field. I could see how you guys would probably just like look at this and kind of have your eyes glaze over.
No, but this is because you're one of these people.
I am. Well, yeah, I'm a professional designer.
It's a tiny, tiny portion.
Yeah.
The headline was graphic design criticism as a spectator sport.
You are
amazingly good at that.
This is a great stock photo.
This is. Well, this is how it feels. They talk about the case study they discuss is University of California. They redid their logo and branding like maybe a year ago. And people at University of California lost their shit. Like, started petitions, like were rioting in the streets, like, you can't take away the seal. And it's like one of those weird phenomena. And this whole article just kind of goes into that. And like, what's your position as a professional designer? Are you giving the client a product or are you giving them a service? And like, how do you navigate that? And like, how could you possibly anticipate that sort of reaction when you're doing client work? And
it's a
the
bold,
comments are really good too.
It's a bold choice. I don't know. When some of the, like, what's the iconic like German design?
Bauhaus?
Yeah, probably that. Like, when they were doing that, did they know what they were doing, or did it just become that because it was so good?
Well, I mean, usually, like, there's people in the movement who, like, kind of set the standards for it.
Well, it's like the University of California thing. I wondered, it's like, are they being bold because it's a bold choice, the way that Bauhaus was, or is it more like, we're doing this for attention?
No, it wasn't. The design was, like, I mean, it wasn't anything to, like, write home about,
it's
but, like, it was a good update, I think. It was fine.
But what they're talking about has nothing to do with radical changes. It's just any time there's a change.
Yeah, it was people freaking out at University of California because they got rid of the old, like, official-looking seal.
It doesn't seem to be as much as a freak-out as when they brought in new Pepsi.
Well, yeah. That was a different flavor.
Crystal Pepsi or whatever.
The whole article goes into how, like, it's happening more and more with all kinds of brands. Like, someone just changes one little thing on a can and people freak out. And
Was that subterfuge to cover the switch from sugar to corn syrup?
No, I think it was still using whatever it was before that. Now, they had new Coke was, they actually changed the recipe.
Yeah.
That's why it's called Coca-Cola Classic. It was rejected on such a scale that they were just like, fine, we'll go back.
I think that one's the one where they switched from cane sugar to corn syrup when they can eat. Classic is classic except for the sugar.
You said you don't like the sugar version, right?
That's the Pepsi Mountain Dew throwback.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right.
And I don't mind that.
I was horrified to learn that I like corn syrup better. Which is weird. But speaking of people being outraged over pointless design changes.
Google cleans up Gmail app with an all-white redesign. I have no opinion on this.
I think this is fine. I actually use a custom theme for my Gmail, so this doesn't even affect me, but.
This is only the Android app as well.
Yeah, so it's like, okay.
And supposedly newer Android versions are going to give you dark mode on everything. So.
Now that is a change we can all get behind.
But it gets rid of the all white. So how does that affect their design philosophy?
I think Google has so many products now that their design philosophy is just do whatever. As showcased by Google Analytics. Which I hate, and I take every chance to tell everybody how much I hate Google Analytics.
One of my favorite stories of 2018, maybe top 10, was the YouTube Rewind.
Yeah.
And the savage, savage backlash that it got, because people were voicing their opinion. We don't like what you're doing. We don't like who you are. We don't like that you're trying to shove content down our throats. Have a dislike. And YouTube's response to that, you think, might be, oh, maybe we're doing something wrong. Maybe we should change. No.
It's literally like the episode of The Simpsons when Skinner is standing over the wreckage or whatever, and he's like, maybe it is I who am out of touch. And it's like, no, it is the children who are wrong. And so YouTube wants to dislike mobs to stop weaponizing the dislike button. So yeah, like Ryan was saying, it's like there's no introspection there. They're literally saying, oh, you know, this whole dislike button thing, that was weaponized. That was just groupthink. That wasn't because there's some legitimate grievance here.
So they're thinking about possible solutions. Get rid of it would be the easiest one. They're thinking about making you watch a certain percentage of the video before you dislike it. And they're thinking about using AI to track when mobs dislike a video. Like how... That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, if a video goes to the top of trending, there's going to be a lot of people hitting it. Like... I can't detect that.
How would you? I don't like organizing people to dislike something. They're not going to do it just for to appease somebody else. I mean, it's annoying to have to go do that.
Yeah.
You think maybe YouTube's getting disconnected from what it is, what problem it is that they're trying to solve, and how the stuff works?
Yeah.
I think if they had to implement, which they shouldn't have to, and they probably shouldn't do it at all, but like if they had to implement it, it seems like you'd want to have them do it by percentage, like. You know, watch a certain amount and then you can dislike it. But
I didn't have to watch any more than 20 seconds to know about that YouTube Rewind
video. Oh, Will Smith turns around, he's like, hey, Fortnite. Everyone likes Fortnite, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty much the whole gist of the video.
Well,
it was on fleek.
The complaints
that's actually
about
supposed to describe eyebrows.
The YouTube Rewind revolve greatly around the community guidelines. People don't like it. People are getting demonetized, they're getting strikes. And the guidelines are very draconian, and it's hard to stay within them. So hard, in fact, that Google's own content doesn't
stay within it.
So this story takes a little bit to follow, but not really. It's like Raka, I guess is how
that's... It's a
YouTube channel. They claim that YouTube is breaking its own content policies and community guidelines with the new original Wayne.
No,
and they present a compelling case.
Yeah, Raka, however you pronounce it, they have their own channel, and they do their own kind of like... sort of semi-violent, like kind of
pranks.
It's kind of
a jackass kind of thing.
Yeah, and they've been demonetized over and over again. So they do have like some skin in the game in terms of like calling YouTube out on this. But they basically were like, YouTube, your own channels do this.
Yeah.
And so they're right.
When there's commercial content, I guess. Like
it's for YouTube Red.
Yeah, and so that doesn't follow the guidelines at all. So it's not that kind of content isn't allowed. It's very, 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 it's a blatant double standard. So I can see why people would complain about that.
Yeah.
And it was promoted to the front page with no age restriction.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's, now they have since went back and added the 18 plus restriction.
Oops.
Which is kind of an admission of guilt.
I think,
in a lot of ways.
So. I wonder if they're going to have to sit that one out. I mean, that's right up there with like, you know, not having any respect in the suicide forest or whatever.
Yikes. I forgot about that, but that was the highlight of 2018.
Well, speaking of, you know, coming down on the wrong side of the YouTube banhammer, the copyright strikes are a constant threat because it's easy to get just a tiny, tiny snippet of copyright material into your videos, and then you risk that strike. Not just getting your ad dollars claimed, but the strike, which you're only allowed to get three of. And they found an interesting new way to abuse that policy.
YouTube strikes now being used as scammers' extortion tools. So yeah, scammers are abusing the three strike policy to issue strikes against channels so that they can be extorted into doing whatever, because otherwise the scammers will shut down the channel. And, you know, for smaller or even medium-sized channels, no one inside YouTube cares or wants to look into anything or will respond in any way to communication. So you're basically stuck.
Yeah, the channel in question in this article had 5,700 subscribers, and he had the emails. He had the evidence that they were extorting him. They were like, hey, and it wasn't even a lot. It was like $75 they wanted. But he tried to get in contact with somebody at YouTube, and they just simply didn't respond to him. They will now.
Yeah.
Because it's in the news, but.
How many other times did that happen for it to be useful for that scammer, though?
Yeah. And plus, he's still got those two strikes. You think they'll take those away?
They should. Will they?
Will they?
Probably tell them. So go watch 8 hours of Wayne and then come back and we'll talk.
Well, speaking of things that are being shut down, the things that have three strikes against them.
Google Plus. Google Plus reveals the shutdown timeline for consumers, and it's coming fast.
RIP.
It had some security issues, which is what's responsible for the acceleration here.
I remember deleting Google Plus twice.
Because
it just like, yeah, just magically came back and I deleted it again. And I was like, all right, it's finally gone. I just got an email yesterday and it was like, oh, by the way, your Google Plus profile is going away. And I was like,
what? That's news to me.
It's like, bro, I've already deleted that twice.
But I imagine it came back.
Do you remember when YouTube tried to get everyone to use their Google Plus accounts as like their commenting thing and people threw a fit?
Yeah. Yeah. It's.
Although, interestingly, now on YouTube, because the Google Plus integration is not there anymore, there doesn't seem to be a way to change your avatar now on YouTube. So, like, if we want to change the little L1, there doesn't seem to be a way to do that.
It's on the homepage, I think. Like, you click on your channel, and then there's, like, you hover over it, and there's a pencil icon.
Well, see, they're changing the thing to be, like, the new layout on the homepage. And so when I tried to go there, it didn't. It just put me in an infinite loop.
Oh.
I don't know.
Their UX team is just asleep at the wheel sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're too busy rewriting the code of conduct.
It's important work.
Well, good news if you were in Ghana or Morocco or Laos.
Is it good news? Wow. Facebook is bringing express Wi-Fi to Ghana to expand the free basics to Morocco and Laos. Now, this story talks about internet access in the third world, and I can't help but think about those stories that we covered earlier this week where the VPN that Facebook was providing spied on literally everything you were doing.
Well, it is good news, and I'll tell you why. So this is not just coming to these places. They already had free basics. Now, you might wonder, what is free basics? Free basics is like anti-net neutrality taken to the eventual end of it, where you get free internet access, you know, with a catch.
Free,
the catch is, you can go to like three websites, one of which is Facebook, and nowhere else. Now, the Express Wi-Fi expands that, and you can pay them to go to the other websites. So,
wow, what a deal.
No longer restricted to just Facebook.
But they're still mining the crap out of your data.
Absolutely. Literally everything you do is going directly into something.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, Facebook, as we know, terrible, terrible problem with what they claim is fake news. And they really want to do something about it. And they really want to make sure that the things on their website have been properly fact-checked. But do they really?
Snopes quits its fact-checking partnership with Facebook. This story is great because the quotes from the Snopes people are amazing. My favorite one says something to the effect of, "We were basically being used as PR fodder. Like, Facebook was not really serious about fact-checking. They just wanted to hold us up and be like, look, Snopes is helping us fact-check stuff. We're doing better." Not actually interesting, which I thought was a really interesting perspective.
I mean, I'm sure Snopes has its own biases, but it's fairly accurate, I would say.
No. I hate that Snopes is synonymous with truth because they definitely have an agenda. But it does, like the fact that they definitely have an agenda, but Facebook was still too loose for them.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, another wonderful TechCrunch headline. All right, Krista, get it before.
Okay. Facebook shares shoot up after strong Q4 earnings despite data breach. I don't know why I yelled it like it was like a Jeopardy, like lightning round.
This is interesting because after a year of data leaks and delete Facebook and all the scandals, Facebook is making a lot of money.
It's a delayed effect. Wall Street will eventually notice and be like, hey, wait a minute. Or everybody on Wall Street is a lizard person, so it doesn't really matter anyway.
And that's when I pull off my mask and I'm a lizard person too.
They love to go to Zuckerberg's house and have goat.
Oh, undercooked goat. I think I told you guys that we misread that story. There is actually a line where he didn't slaughter it right in front of Jack Dorsey.
I don't remember us saying that. Did we say that?
I think we implied that.
Yeah, well, that's how the article read.
The article implies that.
Yeah, but then I went back and read it because someone called me out on it. And I was like, are you sure? And then I reread it. And there is one line at the very start. It's like, he didn't actually do it. But here's what would have happened if he did.
But based on Dorsey's quotes, how did the goat get butchered and come back in time for him to
eat?
I think that the Jack Dorsey's quote is indicative of enough of an understanding of social protocol, like that's probably not okay. Like, I mean, I think we all misunderstand. Like,
I would have been fine if he slaughtered his own goat. I wouldn't want to be there to see it. It's like, why did you bring me over here to watch that?
We went to a farm where it's like farm raised goat, and that's like, okay, makes total sense.
But wait, now, if Dorsey was served the goat, how could he have possibly been witness to the tasing?
Because it takes more time to do that, you mean? Yeah. Yeah.
Right. If you're not going to tase the goat the same day that it gets butchered, same day that you serve it.
That's the way they implied it.
He might have had video on his phone like, hey, look, here's where I killed that goat. Look at this. Isn't this amazing? Here's me butchering it.
Or
you don't know.
Maybe
it was a strange story, but we didn't read it properly, or I didn't read it properly.
Maybe more likely he has like a personal butcher.
That
on
seems
the premises.
More likely. Oh.
Well, no, the story said that he butchered it himself. Maybe not right then. But
no,
like,
no, he sent it to be butchered.
Or, well, I that's mean, he correction. Killed it to.
You know what?
Yeah. Yeah. We don't know what happened there.
Who cares but what Mark Zuckerberg did?
If he killed the goat and just didn't slaughter it in front of a guest, whatever.
You know what? I say we'll double down and just make up whatever we want. He killed the goat with a baseball bat. Just with his bare hands, tore the flesh away and served it still bloody. And then he took Jack Dorsey's face and just smashed it down into it. That's exactly what happened.
It's
no
entertaining.
Question.
Quote it.
It's definitely entertaining.
And they're also they talk about how they're not hemorrhaging people as much anymore, and they are managing to monetize the older people somehow. So good job, I guess.
Yay for exploiting the elderly.
Yeah. Woo.
Oh, here's another one.
Oh, Facebook warned over privacy risk of messaging platforms.
Merging messaging platforms. Yeah, so this article talks about how a lot of the internal people were like, hey, this is probably going to lead to some bad stuff.
It's Ireland specifically.
Yeah. And so it turns out they were right.
Well, we're not sure. But I mean, it's almost definitely the EU is going to say some things about this. And that the Ireland Facebook team was like, whoa, guys, maybe a memo before you announce this? Because remember that they can really fine us a lot
actual
now.
Money.
Yeah, and so they're talking about how almost certainly there's going to be problems with GDPR type stuff. And there probably will.
Whoops.
I don't know. Another way that Facebook is raking in the cash is by, taking advantage of the children.
Facebook referred to kids as young as 5 as whales for its monetized games. So the leaked content that went into this article is amazing.
Well, I don't think it was leaked. It was the court case and judge decided to release it.
It is now public, yeah. So their internal engineering team were like, hey, we could just make a couple basic changes here that will prevent kids from accidentally or on purpose spending their kids' money. And the business people were like, let's not put that in.
They also had chat records from the refund team. And they were talking about, it's like, well, reading this email, is this from the kid or is this from a parent? And it was like, well, I think it's like a 12-year-old kid. And the answer was, I wouldn't refund. And you have to assume that if it was from the parents, that answer would have been different.
Yeah.
And they called the kids whales because I think that kid spent like $10,000 or something.
Yeah. It's a gambling term. Not they're not calling the kids fat.
Yeah.
That way, been, maybe they are.
It could have been both.
It comes from Vegas. It's like people that show up in Vegas and you spend a lot of money, you're in a list, and they will treat you like royalty if you lose lots and lots of money at the casino.
Well, this is completely unsurprising to me. The least surprising headline of the day, but I suppose some people might not know this.
Salon says that a gold standard study finds deleting Facebook is great for your mental health.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Surprising no one.
I would say that that's true. It's like, it's just a waste of time. You're looking at what other people are doing and being sad.
Says someone who tweets obsessively.
Now you look at Facebook to watch the train wrecks of your hometown, but also to see what people are selling.
These guys, I think you're kind of unique in that. I don't think a lot of people use Facebook.
I use the marketplace constantly.
So what these guys did is they actually got people and paid them to disable their Facebook account. And then they monitored to make sure it was never re-enabled during the course of the study. And then they would text message them every week. And it was like, how are you feeling about X, Y, and Z? And they showed that the people, the control group who still use Facebook didn't change at all. And the other people were like, you know what? I'm exercising more, and I watched a really good show on TV, and I went to see my sister. Yeah, and
I kissed my wife more.
Life got better without Facebook.
I wonder if there's an aspirational version of Facebook, like where you can see somebody and be inspired to make things better instead of being depressed that things are worse.
I don't think that's how humans work.
I mean, I guess art websites, but I mean, that's only if you're an artist. I don't know.
It inspired me to whatever. It's like, oh.
Well, here's a headline that I just. I mean, I understand the basic principle of it, but I don't understand why there's a news article about it.
Exclusive. Snapchat weighs what was once unthinkable. Permanent snaps.
I don't use Snapchat, so that was just a gasp for a dramatic
effect. Know, people were so angry because I was on the headline and not switched to the camera.
Oh, when you had the DP response last week. It took me like a solid like 2 minutes to understand what the joke was.
I missed an amazing nerd joke for that too. When you said double, I should have said precision.
Oh.
So yeah, I guess Snapchat goes away after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, that's the way this works.
Now they're thinking about not doing that, and some of the people are angry.
I had to explain to my younger cousins like just because Snapchat says it's deleted, it doesn't mean that someone else deleted it when you sent it to them.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, well, who would do that? And I was like, lots of people.
Literally the entire internet.
Yeah. So I try to like grill them on like internet safety. I don't know how much they retain that.
Do they, you should show them some of the articles of people like in politics and celebrities who the old stuff is coming back to get them.
Oh, I mean, I've told them that kind of stuff before, but I don't know if it really like permeates.
Did you see the picture? Was it a governor who had the blackface Klansman picture?
Oh, it goes deeper than that. They found some older stuff older than that, and it gets worse.
It wasn't just like a Halloween costume. It was like,
oh, it was bad.
But we had the one senator from West Virginia who was literally in the Klan.
Yeah.
And he just recently died. I mean, he was in the Senate for a good 20 years as an ex-Klansman. So,
wow.
We talked about BuzzFeed earlier. We just linked to one of their articles. And, of course, the big story was the layoff we talked about last week. But the people who were laid off from BuzzFeed didn't get a lot of pity on social media.
No.
Will Twitter punish users who tweet learn to code at laid off journalists? Maybe.
Why would they punish them? Is it considered cyberbullying?
They say that it's sort of like mob harassment because so many people are doing it.
Like, would people really go out of their way to... I say that knowing full well the internet
will. Oh, yeah. It became a big meme.
Well, I mean, with the BuzzFeed layoffs, and I think Machinima is shutting down and just all sorts of crazy stuff.
Oh, there was another one that just announced.
I mean, January is bad for like ad revenue. So check out the Level One store.
It's all the media, like online media.
Yeah.
They're crumbling.
Yeah.
Which, of course,
it's January.
Well, I don't think it's just January.
I like that you keep saying that. Like, everyone will understand.
It's actually February.
I think they actually bake into their business model that might happen once a year.
Yeah.
Krista, get ready.
Twitter bug makes it look like random tweets are appearing in your timeline.
Retweets.
Retweets, dang it.
This is if you know somebody that knows somebody thing is what's causing this. So like if you know somebody that retweets something from somebody else, it shows from somebody that you're not following, but you don't see who on your follower list retweets. But
they admitted it was an Android bug.
Yeah, it's not supposed to do that. Yeah,
so they've, it's been fixed.
Sometimes it'd be like that, though.
It do.
You know how you can fix this? Is use my Twitter strategy. Never follow anyone.
You really don't have anybody follow?
I thought about following Romeo.
You don't follow level one text?
No.
Wow.
I thought you had one follow or one person you were following.
No, never have. That's why I thought, you know, maybe Romeo would be the one, but I think I'll just stick with zero.
You know, KFC follows seven guys named Herb and the Spice Girls,
yeah.
It's 11 herbs and spices.
WhatsApp is used for terrible things. It's used for lynch mobs, it's used for fraud. Used for political racketeering, but maybe good things can come from it.
Detainee bags top prize for book written via WhatsApp. So I was fascinated to learn. Okay, that's cool. I want to read the book.
I thought that was going to be a woman until you scrolled down.
He's an Iranian, and he is trying to get asylum in Australia, but Australia puts anybody that's applying for asylum on an island somewhere, and he's been there for 6 years. Can't go back to Iran. And he wrote his book from the island, trying to get into Australia as someone seeking asylum. So I feel like that this book will probably help him do that.
Oh, the prize is $75,000.
No, I mean, but he's got enough notoriety that Australia is like, all right, come on in.
They shouldn't, though.
The book is about the other detainees that are struggling, and not detainees, but other asylum seekers that are just hanging out on this island that are not, you can't go to Australia. When you're seeking asylum, you're sequestered on an island while they investigate you for 6 years or more in this case.
That's crazy.
Or what it should do is educate people that, hey, you can't just get on a boat and go someplace that doesn't want you.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
He came from Iran.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it's one thing if you're just coming from a random country, but like if you're literally like, I'm going to die if I stay here. I don't know. I have a little more sympathy for that.
Maybe they can fix up the island.
It's the genetic lottery. I'm not saying it's a good thing. That's how it is. Well, we're back here in America. The government is back in power. They're operating again. Everybody can breathe a sigh of relief, except for Ubisoft.
Ubisoft apologizes for the Division 2 email promising a real government shutdown. I got this email.
I did too.
Yeah, it was, and it was just, I got it. They're like, oh, you want to see a government shutdown? Let's do a real government shutdown.
Yikes.
It's like, way to go, Ubisoft. Was that?
I didn't think that was that insensitive.
I didn't think it was.
Is it insensitive, or are they thinking it was like terroristic threatening?
No, it's supposed to be insensitive to the people who were out of work for so long.
Well, the way that I looked at it was, I mean, yes, it is, I guess, but the thing that was more serious to that is like if I wrote an email like that and we sent it to the level one following or all the members of the forum or whatever,
let's shut down.
Probably terroristic threatening, but because, you know, Ubisoft did it.
Yeah, but this is obviously a fantasy, like, future, like, apocalypse. I mean, that's common.
I agree with that. I'm just saying that any more people are dumb as a box of turnips.
So. What about that movie where the aliens blew up the White House?
That was based on a historical fact. That happened.
What about movies like Blazing Saddles, which would never be allowed today?
I really do think this is more about
oops.
Being insensitive to the government workers, which, I mean, if we can't make fun of government workers, who is left? If you can't hate the government, good Lord, I don't even know if I want to live in this world.
That was so Appalachian the way you said that. Good Lord.
The revenuers.
I always liked how Futurama made fun of like the government bureaucracy. I always thought they did a really good job with that.
I've been thinking about getting some cats.
And he should, but he won't
and
do it.
This article gave me not a moment's pause about getting cats. Didn't change my mind a bit.
Mind-altering cat parasite linked to schizophrenia in largest study ever. So this is our old friend Toxoplasmosis, or Toxoplasma gondii. This parasite is known to change the behavior of rats. So it's carried by cats. And it will infect rats, but it'll make the rats want to go to the cats instead of avoid the cats.
It affects all mammals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it can affect humans too.
It infects all mammals. We don't know if it affects all mammals.
I bet humans like cats because of it.
Well, if so, then I've
like
got
cats,
it. Because I love cats. But the study here, they had some pretty compelling numbers that it could possibly lead to schizophrenia. That a lot of people who didn't have schizophrenia before the blood test and then tested positive for the cat plasma and did get schizophrenia afterwards. There was like an overwhelming correlation.
Isn't schizophrenia usually like a genetic disease as well too, though? Like if you have someone else in your family who's had it, usually you'll get it too.
But this could be like a trigger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So I don't care. You know,
it could be related.
Still thinking about getting some cats.
Do you ever, you guys are kind of on the tail end of that age, I guess, but like they say you start like showing symptoms of schizophrenia when you're like late 20s, early 30s. And I'm like, sometimes I have that moment. I'm like, am I going to be schizophrenic? I don't know why I have that feeling, but.
We still got some time.
It's a weird thing to be paranoid about. What other mental illnesses can we tack on?
Do you feel that way after you make someone cry?
No, just in general, like when I get upset about something stupid at my house, I'm like, is this just me being irrational, or is this like a sign of something scarier?
So would a good example of that irrationality be if you paid to be scared and then sued someone for scaring you?
Yes, that could be schizophrenia.
Halloween monsters at Dorney Park scared a little girl and she's suing, or her parents are suing. Good lord, I hope this gets thrown out.
How old was the girl?
She was in her preteen, maybe.
This is in Philadelphia.
So they won $150,000.
She's old enough at that point. Like, we're going into a haunted house. It's supposed to scare you. Like, she should understand that.
Maybe they didn't report her age because she's young.
But at the same time, though, it's still like
teen daughter.
I would think the parents would understand that as well. Like, who goes into a haunted house thinking it's just going to be non-haunted?
So she was at least 13. Now, here's the argument. So they said they went in to be haunted. And then the people came out, the actors, and they were like freaking her out. And she was like, no, you need to stop. I'm scared. And then someone crept up behind her after she said that. Who knows if they even heard it.
Yeah.
And that extra scare caused her to fall, which led to injury.
Mm.
Oh, they didn't say what kind of injury.
Probably like she scraped her knee.
A bruise.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
The skin was broken, tiny, tiny little break.
It's like she's never even ridden a wooden roller coaster where your knees are just destroyed and battered every time you ride. That's part of the experience.
Oh, the last time I rode a wooden coaster, I could feel it in my kidneys.
And yeah. You can't ask the wooden coaster to stop.
Yeah.
That's the experience.
You've already committed to the ride.
She's lucky she didn't pee her pants.
Well, I mean, that wouldn't be lasting damage, I guess.
Emotional Another, damage, maybe.
That
like,
is
like Chris's meeting.
That's one of the problems that you might have if you have a child, a sensitive child. But what if you have a child who's just not very perceptive?
Family out $13,000 after son makes a series of purchases. This was on an Xbox. So I don't know enough about Xbox to know how easy or hard this is, but the kid said that he was just really impatient clicking buttons, and somehow that led to like purchasing.
He thought like it wasn't loading, I guess, probably.
I can see that because it's not the game lagging. It's hitting the payment server.
Yeah.
And so it's like, hey, give me my dance move now, Fortnite.
I need it.
I want it now.
My skins.
And so, yeah. The other thing was when they set up the Xbox account, they sat the kids down and they were like, all right, we're going to put a credit card on here, but you got to come and talk to us first. But they didn't want to use their like main credit card. They wanted to use one with a lower limit. So they used one that they didn't go online and check.
Yeah.
So this was over the course of like 10 months.
Yeah.
And their credit card was auto pay.
And there was one purchase that was like $300 in one go. And they also said that they did put child restrictions on the Xbox, but it was maybe for just one game as opposed to a global restriction.
I think they just didn't understand that.
Yeah.
Right. Why would you give your kid a credit card?
Chargeback was not an option here. They tried, and there was an investigation. But
Discover called Microsoft, and Microsoft was like, no, here's the proof. And Discover was like, you're on your own. Now, Microsoft's response to this is the response that everybody should do in these situations. Gift cards.
Yeah.
Never give them your... I mean, look at the mega leak that we just talked about. Microsoft and Sony and all the online people are eventually going to lose your credit card. Use gift cards.
Some of my family thinks I'm paranoid because I'll go out and like buy a Visa gift card just to like make an online purchase for certain things. And they're like, why would you do that? I'm like, because I don't trust them.
You don't even have to use a Visa. Like, they sell
Xbox. Yeah, for that, they do, yeah.
Yeah, or Netflix.
Yeah.
There are some credit card providers that in the online portal will provide a one-time use credit card number.
Oh, which is Visa awesome. Will do that.
Yeah.
But in this situation, that wouldn't have helped them. At least a gift card, when they hit that $50 or whatever
limit, yeah, it
would just
stop.
It would be over.
There's really no reason that credit card companies couldn't offer the gift card functionality online. They really should.
Well, they don't. That's not in their best interest, though.
Yeah. I don't think Microsoft was really bothered by this. I don't think Discover was really bothered by
this. It's like the Facebook Kids thing, except slightly less evil. Than the Facebook thing is like, this is like, yeah.
Well, this is preventable if you're paying attention.
So is Facebook.
Yeah.
Right. Listen, I hate Facebook.
Friends don't let friends Facebook.
But if you turn your kid loose with a credit card online, you deserve whatever you get.
Facebook did offer us thousands of dollars to put videos on that, and I think that ship has sailed.
I completely forgot to do that.
We were going to do that, but then it's like...
Yeah, listen, I'll sell out to Facebook for a couple grand. It's no problem.
We
have a lot of followers on. We have some. Like, when we first started, we set up a Facebook page. But
it might still be worth doing that, just... Because, you know, YouTube's burying us.
I think that ship has sailed.
But they'll still let us put our stuff on there, right?
Yeah, we have a page.
Just not for money now.
I don't know. We need to look into that.
Netflix, as we talk about how terrible it is.
Netflix in Canada has really been working hard to establish sort of a beachhead there. It's like, yeah, Netflix. And remember, they had that thing where Netflix Canada had to have a certain amount of French content and Canadian content.
But cultural preservation.
And so they're very serious about that, as illustrated here.
CBC president compares Netflix influence to colonialism. So, yeah. It's like, look, we're adopting their culture because we're all about their movies and media. We need our own. Not really.
Does Canada have a movie industry, really? I'm not sure they have, like, an independent
Toronto. Film. Kinda. Yeah, I think they're still making black and white pictures.
No, you're right. So the Toronto Film Festival. That's, like, the only thing I can think of that's, like... big movie thing. And
there's a lot of like prop houses and stuff like that in Toronto. Like you can, if you want to do like a budget production of stuff, like Toronto's the place to be.
I forgot. That's probably the only movie thing that I know about Canada though. I couldn't name a Canada production.
The problem is any Canadian who is a good entertainer or a good actor or whatever, we just take. Right. Because obviously, why wouldn't you want to be here?
And then they gave us Justin Bieber. That's a name I haven't heard or said in a long time.
How about Alex Trebek?
Oh, yeah.
The greatest thing to ever come out of Canada, essentially. They often say, beware of strangers bearing gifts. And this story will add a little bit of an addendum to that, urine-coated gifts.
New Mexico woman says she keeps getting pee-covered bologna from strangers. Now, the thing that I kept wondering is...
I think it's just stranger, singular.
How does she know that it really is urine?
She smelled it.
Yeah, surely you would know.
But what if it's just ammonia?
I don't know what's weirder.
Maybe he's been eating asparagus right before.
What if it's not the stranger's urine? What if it's something else?
What is dog urine? So, what if Rue's in on this plot?
Let's go through the story here. There's... not just one woman, the entire little cluster of houses.
If we go through the story, blood is going to shoot out of my nose.
And I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know how many houses there are, but at least her and her neighbor, the neighbor is now moving because of this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Will routinely get plastic bags filled with bread, bologna, and urine.
People are baffled. The police, nobody has any idea.
Now, of course, the police aren't going to put any.
They've been out like six times.
Yeah,
but surely
come.
You would like. Couldn't you hire a private and just have someone sit there?
We just put a camera.
Yeah, surely you would see it. I bet it's the same guy as the puppet guy from the Singapore story.
Oh, that's even more dangerous.
But that's a fanfic I want to read.
It's HIV urine. It's a bodily fluid.
Oh, I didn't think about that angle. I was just thinking about him and the puppet. I wonder like,
is
in
it,
your thing.
Is it some kind of a message? It's like pee ham, bologna pee. PB? Is it PB&J?
Surely it's not a sexual thing, right?
Maybe it could be like just a feral thing, like marking your territory. Although, you think that he expects them to eat it, right? So
maybe he just likes the texture of the bologna.
Can you imagine the kind of person who finds bologna hanging on their door and they're like, oh, free bologna.
And they open it and smell it?
When you say open, I get the impression that it's just loose in the bag with urine.
I guess you could see through the bag, so you wouldn't need to open it.
Well, I don't know what kind of bag it is. There's a lot of unanswered questions.
What if there's a service for this that's just misdelivering? Like they got the wrong address, and somebody's like, listen,
but it's the
you
whole
need to deliver.
Though.
Pissmeat.com. Of course.
That exists.
I mean, Amazon has got these temporary stand-in, you know, Prime delivery drivers, which you know, they still are using those. We're still getting a lot of random
problems. Oh, yeah, I've noticed that.
And that would be super efficient, too, because the drivers aren't allowed to stop and use the bathroom.
Yeah.
So you just piss on the meat.
But who's ordering the fresh?
Makes sense. I have to understand why. And it's like, is she riding the polo pony? Just like, is it a scholarship? I don't, you know. It goes in your ear, blood out your nose.
As we've learned, Siri has gotten far better. She's giving better instructions, better directions, better at searching. But there are some things you should not share with Siri.
13-year-old boy tells Siri that he's going to shoot up a school. Siri interprets that as, here are some schools nearby. And the 13-year-old boy was charged with intimidation.
Yeah, they kind of...
Siri's just trying to be a bro here, really.
Well, he posted it to social media, so yeah. That was really the dumb part. But the cops had a hard time coming up with a charge. Like, intimidation is kind of a stretch here. I don't know if that'll ever hold up in court.
They went through his social media history and found him mishandling a handgun, and somehow that is another charge.
Well, I mean, he's 13. Why does he have access to a gun without a parent around?
Well, listen.
Well, he didn't have access to a gun. That was one of the things, is like, he does not currently have access to a gun, but in the past he went shooting or something and didn't handle a gun correctly.
This is... I can't imagine the stupidity. What need is there in human beings for that much attention and that negative attention?
Yeah.
I mean, I know, with kids, it's because the parents don't care.
Exactly. I was going to say, that's probably a sad home life.
Oh, but you are creating little monsters. That should be the crime. The parents should be locked up immediately, and the kids should be euthanized, because what are you going to do with him at this point?
He's probably going to just put piss baloney on people's...
He will be a prime pissmeat.com candidate.
Do you want piss baloney? Because this is how you get piss baloney.
We talk a lot about... Piss baloney?
They're going to join the forum. You need to remember to go...
I'm going to change my battle net. I think I'm smurfing.
We talk a lot about password security, and you really have to take it seriously. And you got to give props to this guy, because he went the extra mile with hardcore password security, unfortunately.
Ars Technica says, the digital exchange has lost $137 million as founder takes passwords to the grave. Quadriga CX? I'm not sure what that is.
Quadriga, I guess?
Quadriga CX? I don't know. Survivors try to hack the encrypted laptop in hopes of accessing the cold wallet. So this guy had Crohn's disease. He was only 30, and he died. I guess unexpectedly, from the Crohn's disease. And nobody has access to the wallet, the cold wallet, that stored most of this exchange's money. Now, I've read other articles on this, and the estimate was $250 million. It was revised upwards. So, yeah, $250 million of cryptocurrency on an encrypted laptop.
But they have, I think, something like $50 million was locked up in debt. Mm. So, they do have money, but there's like lawsuits or something. So, yeah, they really need this $137 million, and there's a USB drive and a laptop. Both are heavily encrypted, and nobody knows the passwords. The wife has been, like, tore the house apart, and he never wrote it down or recorded it anywhere, which is what they tell you to do, right?
Put it somewhere, something.
Nah, that's
keep
not,
it secret.
That's
keep
not
it
good
safe.
Password security.
Well, I mean, it has to be like, you know, it could be good password security.
Don't tell any amphibious men living in caves where you put it.
Definitely don't encode it in piss and put it in a bologna sandwich.
What about Romeo the Frog? I think we could trust him.
Oh, yeah.
We probably could.
We looked for an update on that story for this week, but
he's got a Twitter.
He's got a Twitter, but he hasn't made it yet.
We'll get the announcement soon. I don't know if we've ever talked about this on the news, but I think we all share this dream. I certainly have it, of living in a decommissioned prepper missile silo.
Yeah, well, I've got to get fiber optic internet, but other than that, I'm right there with you.
Yeah,
well,
I wouldn't mind something like that.
This
like
house
farm.
Is not going to offer that. What it will offer you, some of the big things, is 40,000-gallon water tank, total solar off-the-grid power, a machine shop for automotive repair.
Also off the grid.
And a wood shop for, you know... Of course, there's no trees, but
yeah,
we'll plant some.
Well, you're not going to complain.
Also, a giant pipe organ.
It's only $900,000. Take a look inside. It's the Doomsday Prepper Dream Home. Now, there is one gotcha, and that is you're going to have to truck water in from somewhere.
Which also, that seems like, why wouldn't you design a rain catch? But I guess if you're in the desert, it probably doesn't rain enough.
Also, your idea of planting trees is...
Yeah.
That soil's not supporting nothing. No.
But this is a cool... I mean, for 900 grand, this is not bad. It is built castle style for defense.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Obviously.
There's a mansion not far from here. It's crazy because it's like a crazy amount of money. And you wouldn't know. It, like, the top level just looks like a giant mansion. But underneath it, there's a whole prepper vault. Filled with like freeze-dried meals, and they just casually breeze through it in the home tour.
Oh, do we also mention this is a gold mine?
Yeah, there's a gold mine on the property of this one, which
doesn't have any gold anymore.
Don't have the kind of money.
I'm sure it's still got
either of these properties.
I'm sure it's still got powder.
Yeah.
Flake.
This would be like a great setting of a video game. Like you buy this house, and then like each different section is like a new level. Like the gold mine is the final level. Where you can beat the boss.
This is kind of weird. 3 bathrooms.
That seems like a lot for a prepper house.
A lot? That seems like a little for a $900,000 house.
Well, the rest of it, I would assume, would go into efficiency for other things. Like, think of all the plumbing and stuff you have to have for those bathrooms.
Nice countertops.
Aren't they composting? Why is the fridge elevated?
It's an apartment-sized fridge.
Why not? I think this is storage, right?
This is like tiny house style.
Oh.
It's not that big for what it is. Well, that's pretty nice.
It's probably the land as well as what you're paying for.
That looks like it's booby-trapped.
You think that's an accurate globe?
No.
You know, it could be. I like that the organ is like one of the big selling features. It's like, who needs an organ?
The other thing this place doesn't have is water.
Yeah, the water is kind of a deal breaker.
Kind of important.
Yeah.
I don't know much about survival. But I'm pretty sure water is like way up on the list.
It is. It's pretty high on the list. You can only survive 3 days without it.
But what if you had some of those bologna sandwiches?
You can't drink your own piss.
How fresh is that piss?
Contrary to what some would have you believe.
You totally can.
Isn't that what the survivor guy does?
You can drink your own piss. I mean, you can't. It's like not sustainable, but...
No, you will quickly die from that.
But
like, they tell you not to drink it.
But not as quickly as you would drinking nothing.
Yeah, that's true. If you had literally, like, it's day 3.5 and you're, like, about to die.
I think you're a bigger Lestrade fan than I am, and I'm pretty sure...
No, Lestrade never said...
No, that was the other guy.
It's the other guy who stays in hotels and stuff.
That was Grylls.
Bear Grylls, yeah.
Bear Grylls is not the real deal.
He looks for any excuse to drink piss.
I remember the first time he did that, he was like, I really just want to wet my lips, and everybody was like, he's not going to do it. Oh, my God, he's doing it.
Lestrade actually makes fun of it in his show. He's like, I would never recommend it. He's like, make a solar still with your piss instead. It's like, wow, that's actually pretty smart. I didn't even think about that. Thanks, Lestrade.
Well, not everybody's going to be able to do that.
But you can usually salvage up some crap.
One thing that everybody can do is enjoy this hot new performance.
Marshmallow announces a date for the Fortnite Pleasant Park performance. This is going to be in Fortnite.
So they've been really promoting this all over the internet, and I had to admit, I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
He's a DJ, apparently.
DJ Marshmallow.
like Dead Mouse 5. But he's a marshmallow instead of a mouse.
So this is going to be a special game mode where you don't have the time limit. And there's going to be... apparently there's a stage somewhere that's already been constructed in the game. And you go there and you can enjoy a concert.
And people can still kill you.
Wow.
But you respawn immediately where you were, so you don't have to miss out
on
the... exciting music.
They said there was respawn. I didn't understand that you were respawning exactly in the same place.
Well, maybe you're not. But how terrible would it be?
Yeah.
If he's
somebody
just
could agree.
It's like hitting the crescendo, the hot part of the song,
and you're somebody just punch someone else in the audience in the face. And
Now this headline says, oh, this one doesn't say it, but they might have changed it. There was a headline that said it was the first ever. Turns out Minecraft already did it.
How crazy is it going to be if Fortnite, like the Fortnite universe, turns into like the next Second Life? Like you've got your Fortnite character just wandering around, and that's your online persona and doing other things.
I guess I'll have to settle for one life because I'm not doing it.
There was a Reddit post that was like, Fortnite's the best game I've never played because it's taken all of the toxic assholes and kids out of my games and put it into one.
It's like, you know that stuff that at theme parks, when someone vomits, they sprinkle on it and it sucks up. That's what Fortnite is.
There was a name for that. We called it magic dust when I worked at a grocery store. Just.
That's it for the news this week, I'm afraid. It was a long one this week.
It was a long one.
Might be a record setter. See ya.